This week's mailbag comes to us from Amy via Facebook. So it's Friday night, and after dinner, my daughter looked at me and said, "I'm going to go upstairs and put away my laundry now. See you later." I have already sorted it. I have a pile of socks and underwear, a pile of shirts, a pile of my pants, and a pile of my pajamas and sweatshirts. I'm going to fold them again as I put them into my drawers. As the mother, I said, "It's Friday night. Don't you want to wait until Saturday morning to do all that?" My daughter looked at me and said, "If I do it now, then I will have all weekend to just chill." Thank you so much, Lisa.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Well, we are getting into the thick of fall here with the beginning of October, and this is when you're really going to see your productivity and the goals that you've set for 2020 come to fruition. Now in the 6 weeks before we have 6 or 7 weeks before we have Thanksgiving here in the US, these will be your most productive weeks. But I really want to talk to those of you in the next couple of weeks who are not in the 100-day program, who have not set goals for 2020, who feel like you're still swimming and barely catching your breath. I want to really give you some short, actionable podcasts in the next couple of weeks that will take your organization further and get you prepared for when you can really dive into the deep end and get organized. So this first one, it's the last podcast of the pandemic recording podcast, and the first of those going to October to kind of catch our breath, is the COVID-19 pandemic, A Golden Window. So if you have not heard my podcast about what is a golden window, we will link it here in the show notes. But basically, a golden window is an unusual period of time in your life. And right now, COVID-19 is an unusual period of time in everybody's life. So it is unusual that we are all going through this time together. But normally, a golden window is a time in your life where you have an unusual energy, drive, and focus to take back your life and get organized. Now, when you will most noticeably see this in a normal year would be 3 times a year. The reason we start the 100-day program 3 times a year is because in January and at the beginning of the summer and at the end of the summer are natural times when you want to reorganize your closet, clean out your cabinets, change the foods that you're making, redo your decorations, go through everything you have in your storage room, empty out the garage. You naturally want to do that. January, May, and August. Almost never, you want to do those things at the end of February, in July, and in the end of October. This is not a natural decluttering and organizing time of year. Unless you just sent your last child off to school and they actually went to school, or you're in some other kind of a transition, you're moving, you're having a baby, you're about to turn a milestone birthday. That's usually a big one. The year that you're going to turn 35, 40, 50, 60, those birthday years, you get this unusual energy for almost an entire year to really go through everything that you've done in your life, both mentally and physically, and prepare for this next part of your life that you're taking on. Are you in an unusual period of time where you are really reevaluating your life, reevaluating your home, reevaluating your job, reevaluating where you live in the world and how you use your time? I think a lot of us are. I mean, the pandemic has made everyone reevaluate everything because nothing is the same as it was before. But that doesn't necessarily mean that this is a golden window for you. While we're all collectively reevaluating things we may or may not have reevaluated before, is it done because this is being put upon you and you have to make these decisions, or is this being done because you're really at a pivotal changing point in your life and you're ready to do something different, have something different, make some changes, move more to a proactive life than a reactive life? So I'm going to make some cases for why this will or will not be a golden window for you and how to really press into it if it is. First, I want to acknowledge and address if this is not a golden window for you. This is not necessarily a golden window for you if you are schooling your kids from home and you have not done that before and you do not intend to do that as soon as they can go back to school. And this is not a golden window for you if you are working from home and you did not used to work from home and you're trying to figure out how to make that work from home situation work for you and you haven't really gotten your groove yet. If you haven't gotten your groove yet in either of those other two situations that are being thrust upon you right now, it is not a golden window for you also to be organizing and cleaning out and decluttering your life. With that said, some of you are schooling your kids from home now, and either through your own choice or choices that have been made for you, you have lost your employment or whatever it is you did before you all of a sudden became a homeschool teacher. You didn't realize you were going to be a homeschool teacher, but here you are schooling from home. And you are not doing for money or just how you used to spend your time Monday through Friday before you were a schooling from home teacher in the same way. In that case, I do think this is a golden window for you. I think that if you desire to be financially employed and you are not financially employed right now, either due to your own choice or the pandemic choosing for you, this could be a golden window. Does not mean that you have discretionary money or that you want to invest a lot of money into getting organized, but getting organized usually doesn't cost hardly any money at all. Now, I know I sell the 100-day home organization program, and that does cost money, but you can get organized without paying for anything. Because the first part of getting organized is decluttering, and that's what these next four podcasts are going to go through. Areas in your home that may be bothering you, and I'm going to walk you through the steps of decluttering. Decluttering is a great physical release. If you're looking for a physical release, decluttering is great. It also is easier than organizing, and it takes more physical time, but it doesn't take as much mental time. Of course, it takes the mental time of deciding what you want to keep and what you don't want to keep, but in the next podcast coming up, I'm going to show you how to make better decisions and then act on those decisions versus every single item that you hold up, making the decision to declutter it or not. We're going to make some rules and some global decisions about different categories that we are decluttering. And once we've set the rules for ourselves, decluttering can go very quickly. Once you're done decluttering, if you're good at researching, if you've been organized in the past, if you have a friend or family member that's very organized that can help you, you can go through the whole organization stage with a family friend, Pinterest, research, Google, without paying any money at all. Like you can get through the organizing stage without paying any money at all. Lisa, then why would anybody ever need your 100-day program? Well, the 100-day program will teach you the skill of organizing if you never learned it, and it'll move you faster and more organized through the organizing cycle because I will take you systematically through your house and build your organizing muscles. But if you don't need that, then you don't need the 100-day program. So if you find yourself in that second category that all of a sudden you are unemployed or you are not working at the capacity that you did before, and you happen to be home. You're home out of necessity because childcare is shut down or kids are schooling from home. Things may be out of your control or maybe it's in your control and you just decided, you know what? Okay, I could work or I could stay home. And we're choosing right now due to family members or people inside of our immediate family that have high risks and we just do not want the risk tolerance of sending our kids to a public school. I'm going to take a season and I'm going to be home and I'm going to school from home. And I hadn't planned on doing that, but that's where I find myself today. If that's you and you have the desire and energy to get organized, then yes, this is a golden window. A couple of other people who this would be a golden window is if you were already going to be in a golden window anyway. You were already going to turn 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Pick any birthday that ends in a zero or a five. Especially the ones that end in zeros are very pivotal, but fives can also be good as well. If you have a child, your last child is entering kindergarten or first grade all day school, whether that's at home or not at home, that definitely is a golden window. Your last child is going to middle school or high school. Your last child is going to college. Even if they're still living at home, mentally you make the shift. Both of my kids are living at home, and both of them, one is in college and one is out of college. They're adults. I'm living with other adults. It's kind of like a hotel around here. And that's how I think about it. I don't think about my kids living at home and me being the stay-at-home mom. We're all adults that are now living in this one dwelling, and I even mentally think about their rooms as their apartments. Being more respectful about if the door is closed and having places for their mail when they come home and just having their own shelves in the refrigerator that is for their groceries that they go and they buy and they prepare because we're independent adults that are living together inside of a family. I know not everybody thinks about things that way, but it's definitely how I think about things. And this is where the decluttering and organizing comes. If you have teenage, college, and kids that have just graduated from college all living with you because of the pandemic, but before the pandemic, you had made the switch to parenting adult children, it is very tempting to go back to parenting children just because they're living with you. And I think it's healthier to continue parenting them as adult children, only now you have to take more mental bandwidth in order to figure out what does that look like when we can't leave and we're all going to live together, even though maybe we weren't going to live together before. How can our house function as a dorm room? How can our house function as independent living for an adult in an apartment, even though we're all in the same space? Just a different way of thinking about things. And when those things happen, you have middle school kids, you have kids graduating from high school, and you have kids graduating from college, you change. Like, your parenting changes, but also you change. Like, Greg went and saw his sister last weekend for her 50th birthday, and he was talking to his sister, and he relayed the message to me, and he said, oh, yeah, they have a high school child. He said, oh, yeah, well, you guys are going to have to start thinking about what you guys want to do for fun and to hang out when your son goes to college. And she looked at Greg and said, are you and Lisa there? And Greg goes, oh, yeah, we're buying potted plants and getting aquariums. So you never really think about what is it going to be like when you have your spouse back to yourself and the kids are independent and our children are living with us, but they are not living with us. You know what I mean? Like, we are middle-aged adults that are finding our new hobbies, which right now are indoor potted plants and aquarium fish. I'm probably going to end up with a big aquarium this winter, I would anticipate, because Greg's taking me to look at one. And we like it. And it's different. And it's different than you thought it would be. And when you are making that transition from full-time parenting to basically back to full-time dating again, your house is going to be different. You're going to declutter things different. You're going to organize your schedule, your food, your spaces, your closet differently. And so those are pivotal times where they're golden windows to change up how your house works. So the unique thing about a golden window is not just that you're going through a transition. It's that you're going through a transition and you have the mental and physical energy to match that transition with physical transformation in the space that you're in. Some of you may not have that for your house right now, but you do have that for your work. So here's how that would look. Let's say that you've always worked in an office and now you're working from home and the directive has come from your company that you will be working from home for all of 2021. I know a lot of those directives have come down lately and I'm sure there will be more and more. In addition, some of you are getting the directive from your company that you will never go back to the office. This normal is your new normal. Even after the pandemic is done, they're selling their buildings, they're reducing their footprint. You are now a work from home person. You may have a golden window for deciding where you want your home office to be in your house, whether that's a corner of a room, an old bedroom, a wall in a certain area. And it's time to stop working on the kitchen table with a laptop and really invest in a desk and some drawers and some office supplies and a scanner and a printer and all the things that you're going to need, because now you know you're not going back to the office and this isn't temporary, even when the pandemic is gone. So it's a golden window to just look at how you are going to do that. One of the things I want to say here is that no one has any more time. Like, you don't have more time now than you did before the pandemic. We all have the same amount of time, but your priorities and how you use space and things has probably changed. And this energy that you have to make changes is usually very focused on, like I said, creating a better work environment, working on your wardrobe, maybe working on the kitchen. Focus your energy in and follow that energy and give it some time on your calendar so that you can make progress. And the last big golden window that you might have right now is if you've decided to move. I know there are stories about companies in California where employees have decided to live in other states for a better cost of living, because now their job is, you know, for all of 2021, is going to be a virtual work from home experience. Well, that's, you know, 15 months. So for 15 months, they're going to move back to where they're from or somewhere else they've always wanted to live so that they're closer to nature or for whatever reason you want to move. And if you've been thinking about moving, you do have a lot of energy and you have a golden window to make your house ready for sale. Even if you're not sure you're going to move or where you would move or how you're going to do it, often when you're thinking about moving, that is a golden window to fix everything in your house that was broken anyway, replace all the light bulbs, freshen up the paint, go through and declutter everything in your house. So those are just a few ways in which this COVID-19 pandemic could be a golden window for you. I want you to identify if it is or it isn't. You know, a lot of times I love information. I love books. I love learning. I love courses. I love all of the things. And I'm always learning and adding on to my to-do list and my possibilities list and what I want to be someday and where I'm going to go. And Greg and I really want to travel. That is closed. And it's probably going to be closed for a while. So we're coming up with other things that we want to do before we can get back to that. So our golden window right now is to do some hobbies, some little things that we haven't done around the house, and we are not going to move. Like, we talked about moving and we decided we're not going to move. So we fixed everything that was broken around the house and we're binging a lot of Netflix. This isn't a golden window for us to get organized because our house is already organized. So when you listen to these podcasts, don't add things onto your to-do list that don't need to be added on. If you've already been through all access and your house is already organized, this may be a golden window for something else. What I've been looking at, and I have not pulled the trigger on, and I don't think I will, but I've seriously considered, is going back to college, going back to school, taking online courses. Everything's online now. So you could do all kinds of things you couldn't have done before because I wasn't physically going to go into college. But now if it could be done online, well, maybe. Are there any other golden windows of opportunity that the pandemic has presented that were a maybe someday, but the cost was too high or the travel was too high or the experience was too far away, that now may be a possibility? And I think higher education is one of those things. You could try it. I know a lot of churches are opening again, but a lot of churches have their service online, like I mentioned, I think in the last podcast. Our church does have an in-person experience, but we are continuing to do church from home just because I don't need to go into church for that right now, and I don't want to open myself up to exposing my employees any more than necessary. So we are not doing any of those extra things that would put me at risk and then put the company at risk. But one of the things I did this January before the pandemic was Greg and I started checking out different online churches. So maybe your church isn't resonating with you anymore and you want to check out what else is out there. Our church has gone through a leadership transition and our senior interim pastor is Beth Guggenberger, who I love. She is amazing. She's the founder of Back to Back Ministries, which serves orphans around the world. She lived in Mexico for over 10 years. I mean, I could listen to Beth read the phone book. I love Beth Guggenberger. Whenever she tells stories, it's just like, how did you, I don't understand. Like, how did you get all of that out of that? The stories that she's experienced in third world countries on behalf of orphans where God has intervened are just amazing. She has some books, Reckless Faith, and a couple of other ones if you're looking for good books about amazing stories and miracles. She's written some really good ones. So I love, love, love listening to her. And it's kind of sad we don't have a senior pastor right now. And we are looking for one at the Vineyard Community Church in Cincinnati. But I'm enjoying this time that Beth is teaching. And they've brought back our original senior, not our original, but our former senior pastor, Dave Workman. Another person I could listen to read the phone book. He's so ADD. And he gets himself off topic, but he's so lovable. I just love listening to Dave Workman. But in January, I was looking for a different pastor, and I found one, Andy Stanley, the younger Andy Stanley. I just love how he sees scripture and the stories that he tells and how tactical and actionable he is. He thinks a lot like how I think, and so I love listening to him as well. So this may be a golden window for you to really find a new place to worship, whatever your religion or your faith is. Maybe this is a good time for you to look at what hobbies you do and don't want to do. Like, I will admit that when they ran out of puzzles everywhere at the beginning of the pandemic, and then the local bookstores opened up and allowed shipping, I may or may not have bought 25 puzzles, including 5 Christmas puzzles, just so I would have them when the holidays came. Maybe, maybe not. But probably I did, because I did not want to run out of jigsaw puzzles. What are some things you just love to do that you want to make sure you have for the pandemic? This has been a golden window for me to do a lot of reading and a lot of jigsaw puzzling, and Greg and I to take a lot of walks with the dog and just talk. Follow your energy. You have something that you have been wanting to do, and it excites you. And it scares you a little bit because you're not really sure how you're going to do it or what that would look like. And I just would love for you to spend 5-10 minutes and press into, well, what if you said yes, instead of trying to figure out why now isn't a good time for that? What if you started that blog? What if you reached out to that neighbor and offered to watch their kids once a week or get their groceries for them? What if you ask to work from home if you're still working in an office, or if you're working from home, ask to go back into the office? I know I said to Greg, you were in the office and you came home and they sent you home because you went to Florida, but now it's been through that couple of weeks and they weren't really having anyone go back to the office again, but he'd already been in the office. I was like, well, ask. So he asked. He's like, I'm going back to the office tomorrow. I'm like, bye. I mean, that's so great that they are letting you go back to the office. I mean, if you have a good reason to go back to the office, maybe you can go back to the office. They may not be bringing your whole department back, but they might bring you back. You never know. What would work best for you and your family and your phase of life and where you see yourself 5 years from now? We don't often think about where we're going to be 5 years from now. We think about where we're going to be 5 days from now, and we're overwhelmed, and then we just get going on our to-do list. Is this a golden window for you to exercise more? Is this a golden window for you to read more, to learn more? Is this a golden window for you to go through all of your photos this winter? Get them all out, organize them, start that huge project that you've never started. What about a genealogy project you've been putting out? Like, what would get you excited about spending 15 minutes to an hour every day on this thing? What's that thing? Is it a business idea? Is it a learning idea? Is it a hobby? Is it a memory-making idea? Is it a legacy-producing idea? Is it a servant evangelism idea? Professional development? I don't have answers for you. I just know that now, in October, I don't think it's an accident that most business conferences are in October, because in October, we're ready to end our year strong and we're looking ahead about what the next year will bring. And soon we will be in winter here in the United States. And once you're in winter, you've kind of already picked what your hobby or your goal and objective for the next 6 months is going to be. So spend some time thinking about it. What do you want to do in the next 6 months? What would it be awesome if at the end of the winter you said, you know what, I took a couple courses. I started an MBA. I read 15 books. I did a Bible study. What's that thing that you want to get started, and then take the first step and get started? Have a great week.